ABC Radio Australia.
Like elsewhere in the region and indeed the world, in Timor-Leste, the burden of unpaid work like domestic chores falls disproportionately on women and girls. According to a report by Oxfam, Timorese women spend 57 hours a week on housework, creating time poverty, limiting women's participation in economic life and hindering educational opportunities for girls. Oxfam wants the government to develop policies to free them from the demands of unpaid work, such as the provision of childcare services for mothers. The NGO's gender justice manager, Anapaula Sikera, says a darker consequence of unpaid work is high rates of gender-based violence.
We have a high number of GBV cases reported. That's the because it's mostly of, as you know, that economic, most women economically dependent. They didn't have their own income. They dependent on their spouse income. So as you know that if women are not having income, it's very difficult for women to make their own decision, control over themselves, control over the household, control over the asset and other resources, get more violence. Domestic violence cases are very high.
What policy changes is Oxfam advocating for to address unpaid care work, like a national action plan on care, childcare services, domestic workers law, and social protection?
The first research is more focusing on the perspective of the community on the unpaid care work. And then the second research is we are more looking at the unpaid care work in the policy level. For instance, we look at the care supporting physical infrastructure. As you know, that more women are very difficult to access to basic infrastructure. In one location of our intervention, area intervention, women spend more time to fetch a water. It takes a whole day. Access to market, access to health, access to education. What is the policy level that we have a lot of policy on the care supporting physical infrastructure. Secondly, is a care service. Care service is something like if you provide some activity, some program for women to participate in training, for instance, who are going to look after their kids, who are going to look after the elderly that they live with, or people with disability with they live with. And then the third one is a care-related social protection benefit. This is a small subsidy for the government. As you know that, you know, previously there is a lot of subsidy that provided to community, especially with the social protection benefit. But then, you know, currently is a less subsidy that provided to our women in terms of social protection benefit. And the fourth one is a care supporting workplace. If you want to take a woman from her house to participate in the training, is there any care, childcare space that, you know, she can use to leave her her kids while she participated in the training? I think we don't have that in the government institutional. Also, we don't have a childcare space. You want more women participated, working more effective, working more productive. If you don't provide this care supporting workplace, what did you expect that women to do?
And that's Anapaula Sikera from Oxfam Timor-Leste speaking to our reporter in Dili, Vonia Vieira.